relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Can't get enough of my dulcet tones. Want exclusive content that you can't find anywhere else, including my take on the real story behind the fake news? Join my cabinet, Gorka's Cabinet, today. Go to sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A.com. Click on the Gorka's Cabinet banner and join the most exclusive club out there for content you can't find anywhere else and the knowledge you need. Gorka's Cabinet at sebgorka.com.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
I have a dream today. Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Well, we've done it. We've escaped from our undisclosed location. We've braved Secret Service details, scaled mountains of magnetometers, and we are inside the building at the largest conservative convocation in the world. It's called CPAC, and it is happening right now. The vice president has just left the building. It was quite the scene for several hours, but we are here. Everything is in order. And I am your host for the next 3 hours, live from CPAC, Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to the president of the United States, Donald Trump. And this is America First on the Salem Radio Network. We had a record-breaking 15 guests last year at CPAC in one day. We'll see if we can break it, and we're going to start with the best of the best. He is Matt Boyle, and he promised me that if you tag him on Twitter right now, he'll get back onto Twitter. So make it happen, my friends. MBoyle1. Let's get him tagged as much as we can. Matt Boyle, you are sitting here in our studio with multiple badges as a journalist, as Washington political editor for Breitbart.com, the most influential site, and as a speaker. He will be moderating a panel on Saturday morning. We'll talk
Saturday
about
morning,
super
yep.
Excited, incredible topic. We'll discuss it momentarily. But first things first, let's set the stage for those who can't be here. This is the biggest event of its kind in the world. But for those who can't be here, I think you can watch most of the lectures, most of the speeches on live stream. Talk about what CPAC is. You've been to many of those. And how has it changed? And how does that reflect the change of the conservative movement in recent years, Matt Boyle?
Well, I've been coming to CPAC. This is my 10th one.
Wow.
And that's consecutive. So I haven't missed a single one.
So you know, every year since 2011. You see the changes.
Yeah, so the conservative movement has changed a lot. So in 2011, the first one that I went to, Barack Obama was the president. Right. He was heading into a reelection campaign.
What was the mood then at CPAC?
It was pretty down in the dumps for Republicans. Though the Republicans had just retaken the House majority, so there was a little bit of positivity on the Republican side, though they didn't really know how to do what to do with it and how to confront Barack Obama. Then, you know, over the years, we then saw Barack Obama win re-election. People were very down. They were dejected. There was a lot of concern in 2013, 2014. What do we do? Do we cut a deal on immigration with
Gang of Eight?
There was the Gang of Eight. And by the way, one of the leaders of the conservative movement, and I think he's learned a lot since he made this mistake, was Marco Rubio.
Yes.
So he was here. He's a CPAC star. I don't know if he's here this weekend, but he's been coming for many years. And there's been other conservative movement leaders. So there was a big debate about that. There was a big debate about what kind of party we want to have. Then going into 2016, we saw President Trump speak here many, many times over the course of several years.
And he'll be speaking here Saturday, the day you speak.
Yeah, Saturday, same stage. We'll be sharing a stage
with the president. That's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool. So he'll be later in the day. He'll be 3 o'clock Saturday afternoon. I think it'll be a must-watch speech, do not miss speech, because last year he went for 2 hours.
He did.
But the thing is that President Trump's roots in politics really happened at CPAC.
Yeah, because let's not forget, he wasn't a politician. He still isn't. Right. But this is the closest he got to a political constituency before he ran.
Yeah, and by the way, you know who else was like that? Ronald Reagan.
Oh,
so
yes.
Ronald Reagan's first CPAC speech, I think, was 1976. And by the way, also spoke at every CPAC when he was president.
CPAC is important.
CPAC, very important. This is where the conservative movement kind of dukes it out a little bit. They kind of decide their future. Radio Row
at
CPAC,
here.
This is where all the action happens. It's like the Las Vegas Strip for conservatives, right? Like, so this is where all the action happens.
Yeah, right.
So there are disagreements. There are people that have different points of view.
There's all flavors.
They're all flavors. There's establishment folks. There's
libertarians. Reaganauts,
yeah,
you name it.
Hawks, Dobbs, all sorts of different views. And so... and I think it's healthy. It's a healthy thing, right? Where the movement gets ready. It's a perfect time of the year, calendar-wise, early part of the year. So it's not going to really screw up any elections. It's still in the early part of the primary. But it gets the conservative movement ready for the battles ahead, especially in election year like this.
And let's talk about what Matt Schlapp, who is the master of ceremonies, the man who makes this happen here, the president of the American Conservative Union, what he's chosen this year as the tagline. The tagline is socialism or liberty, right?
I think it's America versus socialism.
Yeah,
it's even harder core than that, Dr. Gordon.
Oh, I like that. Yes, it's America versus socialism. You're right. It's even harder core.
Yeah, it's even harder core.
So he's
right?
boiled it down to a very simple choice in November.
It's very simple. Either you support the ideals that we've had as a country for over two centuries, or you want to go down the route that we know fails throughout history. We've seen socialism and communism implemented in a variety of different countries around the world, and every time any civilization tries it, it fails. And I don't know if irony is the right word, but the grand irony, if you will, this is happening on the backdrop of Bernie Sanders taking over the Democratic Party. Bernie Sanders is a devout socialist. He's the first time in history in either political party he's won all three of the first contests in the popular vote. He won Iowa. He won New Hampshire. He won Nevada. He looks like he's going to have a big performance in South Carolina, and then again on Super Tuesday this coming week. So you've got pretty clearly a socialist taking over the Democrat Party. And even if Bernie doesn't win the nomination, even if they steal it from him in the end, there are the policy positions that are being put forward by any of the other ones.
By one of the candidates.
Everybody from Bloomberg, who's an authoritarian in the extreme, to Joe Biden, who's an open borders, total establishment Democrat, but also his policy positions are all socialist. Amy Klobuchar is a socialist. They're all socialists. Yeah. So even if Bernie doesn't end up running away with it in the end, even if they do take it from him and give it to somebody else, you've got socialism that's taken over the Democrat Party, and you have a different vision, America, which is being offered by Republicans, conservatives under President Trump, and that conservative movement, which is really, really strong right now under President Trump. But thanks to President Trump's leadership, the Republican Party has been very much cleaned up. So 43%, and this number's actually grown since last year when it first came out, 43% of Republicans who were in the House of Representatives when President Trump took over are now either gone or announced that they're leaving. So President Trump's drained the swamp, not just on the left.
So it's really that the party has understood that this is a different form of conservatism.
Right, and it's Trump's party now. It's a populist, nationalist, conservative, grassroots party. And just look at the policy results that he's delivered. So now the Republican Party's cleaned up most of the bad apples. Yes, sure, there are still some there. Mitt Romney.
He's not a Republican.
Right, he's like the barnacle. He's more of a barnacle encrusted on the bottom of an old boat. Right, he's just stuck. He's just stuck there. Mitt Romney's not really a Republican.
Small barnacle.
And he was disinvited from. He was disinvited from.
That was a big deal. When Matt Schlapp disinvited Mitt Romney, Pierre Delecto. In the last minute and a half we have with Matt Schlapp, he is Mr. Washington Politics. He's the political editor for Washington for Breitbart.com, the most influential conservative website, bar none. Check him out every single day, Breitbart.com, and read this man's articles. What's your panel about Saturday before the after the president's
speech? So it's part of a broader thing that CPAC is doing, exposing the coup against President Trump, the part that we're going to zone in on. So I've got Chris Plant and Congressman
Love
Jody
Chris
Heiss.
Plant, WMAL.
And Congressman Jody Heiss from Georgia.
And what's the topic?
The topic is going to be at Ukraine's efforts to interfere in the election in 2016. So it's the origins of the coup against President Trump.
I'm so glad.
We're going right back to the source, right back to the beginning.
I'm so glad you're moderating that. And you will be doing that on which stage?
The main stage. The one.
And who will be on that stage later?
President Trump will be there later today, or later that day.
Well, of course, it's Matt Boyle. What more can I say? I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. We have more guests today than you can shake a stick at. You don't want to miss a single segment. If you miss anything, go to YouTube. We are live streaming. We'll post the segments. Get the podcast. Join my cabinet at sebgorka.com. We are also live streaming on Facebook, and also our media maven John will be posting on Instagram TV. I'm old. Instagram TV at 6 p.m. We'll post each segment of the show. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, and you the call. Can we connect callers today? We're going to try it. So let's put the number out there, 1-833-334-6752, and our text line, our patreonmobile.com text line, 703-869-1262. That's 703-869-1262. Live from CPAC Radio Row. Don't touch that dial.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Food for the Poor.
Food for the poor. You can be a modern-day missionary. Lent has begun, and this is one of the most grace-filled ways you can hope you can help those less fortunate than yourselves. Listen to Guatemalan grandmother Placida, who has 9 family members living in her home. We asked her what she would say to encourage my listeners to donate to our Food for the Poor program.
Por la mala alimentación.
I would tell them to ask God to touch their heart. God will send people like you. I want to make sure that you get the idea that you are the presence of Jesus here with us. I worry when I am not here, when God will call me to heaven. I'm worried what is going to be with them.
We have had an incredible 3.5 years. Our economy is the strongest it's ever been. If you are physically able and willing to do so, there's a job for you in America. There is survival, but not for these children, not for these families. $80 from you will bless a child in poverty with food for a year and clean drinking water. Please help our campaign. Help Food for the Poor. Go to my website, sebgorka.com. That's sebgorka.com. And click on the Feed Starving Families banner. Or you can call them on 855-330-HOPE. That's 855-330-4673. sebgorka.com, Feed Starving Families banner. Open your heart, open your wallet. I thank you. The children of Guatemala will thank you too. One of the most delightful things with coming to an event of this magnitude that's about love of nation, love of the founding principles of our republic, is the surprises that you get. You have a guest that you haven't actually ever met. He's been on the show multiple times. He lives 3,500 miles away. And he texts me this morning. Hey, hi, I'm in town. You know me, Mr. Reagan. Well, here he is, the one and only Chris Coles with one of the best addictive YouTube channels out there called Mr. Reagan. Chris, good to finally meet
you. It's so good to finally meet you in person.
And when, so now it's going to be easier to impersonate me, right? That you've met me.
I think so, yes.
No, not bad, not bad.
Mr. Reagan.
Mr. Reagan.
If you're not watching Mr. Reagan, there's something wrong
there's
with
something
you.
There's something definitely wrong with you. You need to work on the beard.
I need to work on the beard.
Chris, you have a series of videos that every conservative needs to see. The one that really made you famous is Who is AOC? What was the title?
The Brains Behind
the
AOC.
The Brains Behind AOC. So how did this bartender become a congresswoman, the face of the Democrat Party? And now you've branched out your latest two. Give us the titles of your last two videos.
I've made a couple of interesting ones lately. I've done a couple of top tens. The top 10 stupidest things that have been said by Democrats. And then another one.
Did that take a lot of research to get 10?
Well, you know, I had most of them in my head already.
And then the other one?
The other one was the 10 most moronic moments of Maxine Waters. And I had to upgrade stupid to moronic because...
When are you going to do this? Because you could do like the 100, right? You could do the 100 most stupid.
Oh, you totally could. No, 10 is totally insignificant.
It's just,
I recognize that very early on.
It's a tasting menu.
It's really, yes, really a taste. There are some special mentions and stuff as well, yeah.
Let's talk about that. That's fun. That's entertaining.
It is, yeah.
It's disturbing because these people are actually in Congress. Let's talk about the man who the left...
Well, hold on. You'll remember.
It's my show.
No, well, I just want to mention this one. You'll remember this possibly the stupidest thing ever said by the Democrat.
Bill Clinton, the island was the number one.
The island was the number one. Sorry, you're right. Number two, it all depends on what your definition of is.
Is that stupid or is that mendacious? That's not stupid. That's Slippery Bill.
Well,
That's not stupid. I had sex with an intern, but I don't admit it.
It depends on the definition of
stupid.
XYZ.
It depends on the definition of stupid is, right? That's what it is.
Exactly.
Okay, let's talk about something that's actually...
Significant.
Significant and really disturbing, because it looks right now that there's an individual who honeymooned in the Soviet Union who may get the nomination to be the presidential candidate of the Democrat Party, Bernie Sanders, who has, let me put it mildly, peculiar attitudes to women and to sex. Is that a gentle way of putting it, Chris?
That's a severe understatement.
Okay, so for those who are not familiar with what this man wrote and said, these are things everybody can look out for themselves. Give us a little flavor of what Bernie Sanders has said about women and sex.
Right. Well, first of all, I should say this was many years ago.
I remember, usually, Christian.
It's true.
This isn't, you know.
I'm a Christian man. I do feel uncomfortable talking about this, I will say. But this was many years ago. But it's so severe that I do think that it bears discussion to some degree.
Right.
He wrote a couple of things. One thing was that if women are not sexually promiscuous, they will get breast cancer.
Right. So that there's a health issue if you don't have a lot of sex.
Which sounds a lot to me like a guy who's trying to get girls and not having a lot of luck.
Right. Justifying it.
And he's saying, well, you know what, ladies?
You're going to be ill. You got to...
If you don't...
Come over to here.
Yeah.
Come over to Berlin.
And it also makes sense that, you know, if you were a socialist or you're far left in the 60s,
Hang on. The Weathermen Underground, the SDS, had the motto, smash monogamy. Mm. This was their motto, smash monogamy, which is the brick of, you know, the foundational brick of Judeo-Christian.
And it's carried on to the Bernie Bros. I think a lot of these guys finding that these girls are maybe not as modest.
Right. Let's talk about the other issues. He said that it's the common fantasy.
Yeah.
The common fantasy, the prevalent fantasy, is that women want to be
raped.
In his own words.
It's so uncomfortable. I had to read in the video that I've made. I made this whole expose, and I couldn't find anybody to read it for me. I didn't want to read this. I wanted somebody else to come on my show and read it for me, because I was so uncomfortable reading this short story.
I'm glad you didn't ask me.
Rape fantasy, and then there was a... What was the other thing? This concept of people... are fascinated by the concept of child rape for a reason. And the implication was that people find this tantalizing. But I turn to camera when I read that part and I go, maybe because they're fascinated by the depravity of a human mind, how low it can go.
So the question here is, how does this individual get away with saying these things and get to run for presidential candidate?
Honestly, I don't really think that the left cares that much about sexual morality. They don't understand the value of protecting the innocent from sexual exploitation.
Because power is the goal.
I think so.
Control of society, power.
You know,
look at the coronavirus. We're going to discuss this. The Democrats are using this as a political weapon, not because they care about people dying, but because it's power.
Power. And you know what? You sent me your book recently, very generously, and you said, read chapter 3.
Right.
This opened my eyes. If you guys have not read Sebastian Gorka's book, buy his book.
It is chapter 3 is the most important. I'm glad you said it first, but if you want to understand how we get to AOC,
yes.
how we get to Obama, how we get to Bernie, you need to know that this isn't an accident. Mm-hmm. This isn't a function of the last 8 years. This is a function of 80 years of planning.
This has been happening since the
Antonio
World
Gramsci,
War II.
Since the First World War, the Frankfurter School, Alinsky, all the way through. The War for America's Soul, Chapter 3, is the chapter that took me the most work because I wanted to be indisputable. Here are the names, here are the dates, here's the proof. We're out of time. Educate yourself. Subscribe to this man's YouTube channel and hit the little bell because YouTube is sneaky until it's filled in so you get the notifications. It's called Mr. Reagan. And Mr. Reagan on Twitter, Mr. Reagan
USA.
USA. I'm Sebastian Gorka, back with more guests than you can imagine. Don't go anywhere. If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
Making sense out of today's news, here's Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Not just making sense out of today's news, but also giving you a good night's sleep. How do we do that? Well, you can listen to the show on your podcast app into the wee hours. I know several people who do that, and that's a good idea. But what are you resting your head on, my friend? It should be something that guarantees you a good night's sleep. Do what I do. Do what the president does. It's called the Premium My Pillow from Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell, the man who sold 40... How do you sell 45 million pillows in just a few years? Because they are that good. And he has given you a new offer. The best offer he's given anywhere, on TV or radio. It's 60% off all of his products if you use my name. Go to mypillow.com or call 1-800-829-8468. That's 1-800-829-8468, mypillow.com. And in addition to that incredible offer, there is a two-for deal for his Egyptian Giza dream sheets made of the finest cotton. You will never sleep on anything as luxurious. I have them. You should too. Go to mypillow.com and use the code G-O-R-K-A. That's G-O-R-K-A. So I think we have to, until our next guest, we have to address the issue of the coronavirus. I just wrote a piece. Hopefully it'll be up soon at the Epoch Times. This has become a political weapon. Let's not hypothesize. Let's not talk about the conspiracy theories that in Wuhan province, yes, we know that there is some kind of weapons facility that belongs to the PLA, the People's Liberation Army. Yeah, it could be a man-made biological agent or one that's been weaponized from nature that has gotten out of facility. This has happened before, not just in China, but it's happened in the Soviet Union and elsewhere. But we need evidence before we make that statement in a declarative fashion. Let's look at the facts. The mortality rate is less significantly than SARS and very, very significantly less than MERS. Not only that, how many people have died of the coronavirus in America to date? The outbreak began in December in China. Yes, it's a dictatorial regime, so they didn't report it. They tried to control it, which is the biggest weakness of dictatorial regimes.
But to date in America, we have two cases. We have one individual in California, and we have a U.S. serviceman in South Korea. Not even on CONUS, not even on the continental U.S. We have somebody thousands of miles away and one person in America who's alive. But in the meantime, we have the Democrat Party that has already started to use this as a political weapon against your president and my president. This tells you everything you need to know about who these individuals are. This is hysteria. To say that the president hasn't done enough, isn't doing enough, when we, according to, you can have a look right now, it's on my Twitter feed, it has a world graphic, a world map, this is from Forbes and Statista together, this is a combined analysis of Forbes.com and Statista that says of all the advanced nations in the world, America is the most capable, the most able to defend itself against this kind of threat. Whatever this turns out to be, whether it's only natural, whether it's man-made, whether it's something that's been weaponized from nature by the Chinese, we are the most capable in terms of defending ourselves. That is from Forbes and Statista. Name another nation for me. If you're a Democrat, call in. The number is 833-334-6752. And tell us, which other nation would you prefer to be living in right now? Is it Belgium? Is it the UK with a nationalized health system where they have superbugs? Look up the phrase NHS, National Health Service, and superbugs. These are the bugs that are rife throughout hospitals in the UK, and those places where you have the equivalent of the DMV running the healthcare, which is exactly what the Democrat Party wish to have in this country. No private healthcare. They want to have government control. Imagine if the government gets to control your healthcare. What will you have? Waiting times. You will have death panels. And you will have an inability to address real crises. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, broadcasting live from CPAC, the largest political convocation of its kind in the world. Our text line number, you can text me, 703-869-1262. We are so proud to be working with the individuals at Patriot Mobile. You know, if you use a phone that is from one of the big carriers, Verizon, Sprint, AT&T, they are funding causes that you don't agree with. Every call you make, every text you make, a portion of that will be used to fund Planned Parenthood or gun control or keeping our borders open. There's one company that's on your side and protects the U.S. Constitution. It's Patriot Mobile, and you should be one of their customers right now. You can transfer your number. Patriot Mobile is the only company that protects the Constitution with every call by dedicating a portion of your bill to causes such as the March for Life and the Second Amendment organizations. Go now to patriotmobile.com/GORKA. That's patriotmobile.com/GORKA. Right now, get a free Motorola Moto Z3 Play, and whenever you add 1 to 4 lines, an additional free gift as well. You can call them 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Or just go to patriotmobile.com/GORKA. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, live from CPAC.
Making sense out of today's news, here's Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Right now, you're watching, you're listening to this show, but afterwards, in the break, after 6 o'clock East Coast time, do me a favor, or if you're feeling a little bit down, save this video on YouTube. Watch the president's press briefing.
on the coronavirus response. We're going to play a little bit of audio from it, but this is the president at his best. It's a combination of two things. It's humor, but it's also the president at his commander-in-chiefiest. Come on in, Colonel K. Take a seat. Grab these headphones. Kurt Schlichter is in the building. And listen to this. Let's play cut to the commander-in-chief talking about how he deals with this.
No, I think you have to always, you know, I do it a lot anyway, as you probably heard. Wash your hands, stay clean. You don't have to necessarily grab every handrail unless you have to. You know, you do certain things that you do when you have the flu. I mean, view this the same as the flu. When somebody sneezes, I mean, I try and bail out as much as possible with the sneezing. I had a man come up to me a week ago. I hadn't seen him in a long time, and I said, how you doing? He said, fine, fine. He hugs me, kiss. I said, are you well? He says, no. He said, I have the worst fever and the worst flu. And he's hugging and kissing me. So I said, excuse me. I went there, I started washing my hands. So you have to do that. You know, this is, I really think, doctor, you want to treat this like you treat the flu, right?
The president at his best. Kurt Schlichter, what did you just pull out of your pocket? Be clean.
I've got some decontaminant here.
It's not full as earth. Oh. We're not in our NBC suits. He just walked out some decontaminant. And it smells lovely, and I've just cleaned my hands.
NBC, you are aged.
I am an old bastard.
I've heard it's CBR or CBO or something.
NBC, my naughty suits, my carbon-filled naughty suits. My BFT in my naughty suit. You're going to have to translate that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I had my mop gear.
We had our NBC naughty suits.
Oh, I remember.
That's our old gear when I was in the reserves, and this gentleman was a colonel. Are you still in the National Guard?
No, I'm out.
He's out. Okay. How much radio have you done today, Colonel K?
How much radio have I done today? I literally can't count. I'm walking out right.
How many hours?
Come here.
How many hours?
Never Trumpers.
How many hours did you host somebody's show today?
Three, and then like two or three.
This man,
hours.
He stepped into the breach. Mike Gallagher went down. He went down. It wasn't coronavirus. It's okay.
I had to explain that every single opening. It's Kurt Schlichter. It's not corona. He's going to be
it's
fine.
It's okay. He will be back.
But get this. You're going to love this. So I get this call on the phone.
But if I stop coughing tonight, you'll do my show, right?
Oh, hell yeah.
Go ahead.
You want to roll those dice. So I get this call. It's his producer. And Gallagher. Oh, yeah, yeah. I'll do Gallagher. Just tell me when to be there. So I'm thinking I'm going to do a hit.
You thought you could do one segment.
Yeah,
one segment.
He goes, I'll be there at
don't
eight.
Don't say hit because I'm not sure the viewers know what a hit is. Okay?
A hit. Just a segment. And he goes, be there at 8. I go, okay, I'll be there a little early. I know it's a little early, but I'll be there because I, you know.
One segment. Open the show.
Yeah, start with Kurt Schlichter. You know, go strong early.
And then to the studio.
Then at 11. No, not yet. No, it was worse. At 11 o'clock, I get this email from Tom Tradup of Salem.
He says, Tom, the boss.
He says, thank you so much for stepping into guest host for Gallagher. And I'm like,
guest host?
Guest host.
What?
Huh?
Sorry. And 3 hours later.
And then boom.
That's who this man is. That's who he is. If I ever need you, I know your number.
There.
Okay, so let's talk about it. You are a beast. Your columns at townhall.com. Follow this man, Kurt Schlichter. Never Trump. What are Never Trumpers doing this weekend, Kurt?
They're having a soiree. Now,
all three of them?
Yeah, both of them. I want to remain FCC compliant when I'm describing what
these
guys
please.
Do when they're
together. Yes, please.
But it accomplishes little, and it ends in crying.
Because they're having their alternative anti-CPAC.
Yes, the alternative
at the press club.
To success.
Of course. You know, we're having 15,000 people here at the harbor, the National Harbor.
Where's my wife?
Greetings.
That's what I love about CPAC. Hot women come by and wave at
you. You get to meet your wife. It's great.
You
come to CPAC, meet your wife. And then they're having this little party all through.
Yeah, it's the American Principles Summit. And
the
I hear
American
the word principle.
American Principles Summit.
I immediately reach for my wallet.
Oh, I thought it was a gun. Because these are the principal individuals who said recently, if you're a Republican, you should vote for
Bernie Sanders.
Bernie Sanders. These are the kinds of principles that they wish to share with each other. I do like that they have a panel. They have one of their panels I found out today is Stay or Go.
Oh, yes.
Stay or Go. What answer should we give them, Kurt?
Well, I think the answer for most people is we don't care what you people do.
Because it makes no difference.
I have never met people so unaccomplished with such a track record of unmitigated failure. They'd have so much attitude.
Unctuous, oleaginous little twerps.
Oleaginous? Love that. Oh. Gelatinous.
Gelatinous and oleaginous.
You don't want to be between them and the buffet, which I think consists of Doritos and Zima.
The last time I met, I keep wanting to call him Billy Crystal.
He's talented and funny on purpose.
Apologies to the comedian. The last time I met Bill Crystal was in the green room at Fox, and he wanted to shake my hand. And I looked down at him, and I said, "Shake your hand? You just tweeted out that in a choice between the deep state and Donald Trump, I chose the deep state." I mean, these people are reprehensible.
They're horrible. What have they ever conserved, Dr. Gorka? What have they ever conserved?
Good question.
I mean,
what have they conserved apart from their little sinecures from liberal funders?
I was just going to use the term sinecure. It's our war college thing. You went to National War College.
Our vocabulary's a little larger.
Mine is a party war college. Not a lot of people know that. I pledged my frat name was Otter.
The War College National Defense University, the motto goes, I'll just share this with you as we end our segment with Colonel K. Follow him, Kurt Schlichter, right now. It's only a lot of reading if you do it.
Exactly. Vindman's going to do it, and on Fridays he's going to go, excuse me, you forgot to assign us a reading.
Yeah.
For the weekend.
Did you have to ruin my segment there by mentioning Lieutenant Colonel, don't call me Mr. Sasha to his friends, Alexandru Vindman. He is townhall.com contributor, lawyer, army colonel retired, pangolin friendly. I don't know what that means, but it says that on his Twitter. He is Kurt Schlichter. Follow him, Kurt with a K. I couldn't call him Colonel K. You don't want to miss his articles. Thanks for stepping into the breach, my friend. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First from our mobile ReliefFactor.com studios here at CPAC Relief Factor. I am on triple doses of Relief Factor right now because of my leg injury. And, man, I'm so grateful to the people at Relief Factor. Natural pain relief that works, that has no negative side effects, and doesn't affect the pain receptors by hiding the pain, but attacks the source of the pain, which is, of course, the inflammation. Right now, if you're in pain, please let Dr. G help you. Go to ReliefFactor.com. See the incredible video testimonials from tens of thousands of Americans across the country who are getting their lives back right now by taking this incredible product. You can order the 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. It will be at your door in 3 days or less. And I guarantee you, Dr. G's guarantee, if you take it for 3 weeks, morning and evening, as I do, as do I. By the end of the 3 weeks, you will know if it works for you like it works for me. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Don't tell me that $20 isn't worth it to you to find out if Relief Factor can liberate you. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Our number here is 833-334-6752. Our Patriot Mobile text line, 703-869-1262.
Making sense out of today's nonsense, here's Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Let's do a little show and tell, a little juxtaposition of two things. The first is an incredible video that's going viral on the interwebs right now. This is from a young black supporter of the president who has a message for all of his fellow brothers and sisters. Cut six.
The black community needs to stand up for this president. This isn't about a handout. This is about a lifting up ourselves, lifting up our community, working together, understanding policy better than politics. Politics are divisive and divisive. Please get into the policies. That's what matters. Know that the policies from the RNC and the Republican parties and Donald Trump are what matters right now. Look at this economy. Look at the low unemployment. Look at the prosperity of Americans. I'm a black business owner right here in Las Vegas who employs blacks, Hispanics, women, okay? I can't do this without the right legislation right here in America from a president who understands business.
That message is all we need. I'm a black businessman hiring all hue, all color of American. This president has made this incredible economy possible. Reject the divisiveness and let's have more. Let's have four more years. Let's contrast that with somebody who was a friend of Barack Hussein Obama. A photograph of the two of them was deep sixed for the 8 years of his presidency, but we know it. It's now been released. The photographer who was intimidated for years has released it. This is a man who calls himself a reverend, but like Al Sharpton, he is not. He is, of course, the not Reverend Farrakhan, talking about the most dangerous terrorist in the world who we killed. This is Farrakhan, the not Reverend. Cut seven.
Mr. Trump killed my brother, Qasem Soleimani. Mrs. Clinton killed my other brother, Muammar Gaddafi. That's why I couldn't support Miss Clinton. And some of my little black friends angry with me because I wasn't going to vote for Miss Clinton.
My brother, Qasem Soleimani. Qasem Soleimani, the Quds Force commander who was responsible for the deaths of hundreds, at least 603 U.S. servicemen, is Louis Farrakhan's brother. That is the message that we reject. Everyone here at CPAC, everyone who is glad that America is once again the shining city on the hill. Doesn't matter where you're from, doesn't matter what your name is, what your skin color, if you love this country, you are part of our family. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to the President of the United States. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, broadcasting live from Radio Row at CPAC.